The EU has been clear there's no legal basis for confiscating the frozen funds, but according to the European Commission, by criminalising the circumvention of sanctions, associated assets could be confiscated. That comes after the US Attorney General said the US government could confiscate the American assets of the founder of a Russian TV channel and then send the $5.4 million to Ukraine. The EU is also looking at reinvesting frozen Russian funds and using the income from that investment to help Ukraine. Kyiv itself plans that by the end of 2023, it'll have seized and auctioned around 102 pieces of Russian state assets in the country, mainly property and motor vehicles. Stuart Smith, Moscow.